Spokane is in a housing crisis. Apartment vacancy rates are historically low, and many are priced out of home ownership. Here's how candidates for Spokane City Council say they'll address Spokane's housing problem. Spokane City Council candidates in every race say they are concerned by Spokane's housing issues. Several call for changes to zoning or ways to promote affordable housing. In a KSPS debate earlier this month, Northeast Spokane City Council candidate Jonathan Bingle argues the current City Council could be doing more.
First thing that I would do at City Council is I would not be voting down developments. We have developments that are trying to be built all around the city, and unfortunately what's happening is we have a City Council that seems to be opposed to the housing going in that we need. And unfortunately, what ends up happening is that when you don't have the supply to meet the demand, then you have an increase in prices.
He's referring to a development off Palouse Highway the City Council voted down earlier this year. Council members say it was rejected because it clashed with the city's comprehensive plan, which calls for multifamily housing to be built along centers and corridors. Bingle says he would support changes to zoning that would allow more dense development, similar to Kendall Yards. Bingle is a former pastor who owns an events business and a construction business. His opponent, Nagmana Shirazi, is also calling for zoning changes. Shirazi is a renter and says the city council could upzone the area around Northtown Mall, which is predominantly single family.
So I am one of those folks who cannot afford to buy a mortgage. Having $400,000, $300,000 homes is not going to work for me. Like a lot of people in my district, we are very similar. The reason why I'm connecting with people at the doors is because we know that, you know, there isn't all that much money going around.
Shirazi most recently worked in the diversity and inclusion office at Gonzaga University and is an immigrant from Pakistan. In addition to upzoning areas in her district, Shirazi also called for the city to use federal American Rescue Plan dollars for rental assistance to help keep struggling tenants housed. Candidates for the Northwest Spokane City Council District are both focused on density. Zach Zapone, a Spokane Public Schools teacher who has previously ran for a seat on the state legislature, says the city could be building more in the few empty lots it has left.
We should be developing along corridors and centers that make sense and not having it spread throughout our entire city, but rather on neighborhoods that and transit lines that make sense for our community.
He says multifamily developments should be focused in the city's centers and corridors, the approach the city's master planning document also calls for. Zapone also called for more missing middle rentals, such as accessory dwelling units and smaller lot sizes for homes. His opponent, Mike Lish, also called for housing diversity in single-family neighborhoods.
When people think density, they automatically think apartment complex. That's not what we want to do. Nobody wants that big apartment complex in their backyard. Enhancing single-family zoning. Let's talk about, you know, can we put some townhomes in a neighborhood? We don't have to go crazy and build everything. But we could start supplementing those things.
Lish owns Delicious Hamburgers in Spokane and is a first-time candidate. He says allowing people to rent out mother-in-law apartments or build accessory dwelling units could provide more workforce housing in Spokane. Betsy Wilkerson, who is running to represent South Spokane, says she also supports zoning changes. She says the city centers and corridors plan, which allows for multifamily units to be built a half a mile on either side of designated corridors, has worked, but says it's time to expand density further.
That's a different mindset for Spokane because this is the way we've always been, and people feel their quality of life will be challenged or threatened. And I don't believe that's true. I believe that we can have more vibrant neighborhoods. And when those neighborhoods are activated, especially those empty lots, what does attract crime and trash, it'll be better for the neighborhood.
She says other cities have managed to densify. Businesses, apartments, and homeowners have all been able to coexist. Wilkerson is running to retain a seat she was appointed to in January of 2020. Her opponent Tyler LeMaster's name was struck from the ballot after a judge found he didn't meet the residency requirements to represent that district. Ballots have already gone out and must be postmarked by November 2nd. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.